Welcome to another teaser preview episode of Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. I'm Josiah Sat for the villain on Twitter. I'm here with my boy and co-host.
Hey, this is RG at RG Flores on Twitter.
What's up, man? Good to be back. How are you doing today?
Good. I'm actually just got back, so it's good to get back from a little mini vacay, so I'm happy to just get back to it.
It was definitely vacation for you. It was
we'll deep dive in another day.
Yeah.
It was a complete, my glamping.
Complete opposite of camping, for sure.
Glamping. There was trees.
extreme. All right, man. We have a weird one this week. This is strictly going to be a deep dive in a weird rabbit hole.
Yeah, this is one of the original ones that kind of got us an idea of deep diving and rabbit holing, because it's such a great story.
Which it is, dude. Like, this is interesting and odd, and not a lot of people know about this.
And it's funny. I've been to this place many times, and never even a million years would I ever think.
I've never been. I still want to go. But now, at the same time, on the back of my head, it's like, do I want to go?
Yeah, I think so. I think you know more now. Once you know the story.
Like, what's up, homie? Long time no see.
Oh, that's great.
Okay, so the person we're going to talk about, and we're going to deep dive and rabbit hole this gentleman, is going to be Griffith Jenkins Griffith.
Yes.
You know who he is?
Yeah, he's the colonel.
You know what? He is the fucking colonel.
No, he is a philanthropist that, about 100 years ago, he lived in L.A., and he is the reason why, he donated land to Los Angeles County, and that he is the reason we have Griffith Park.
Exactly. So this is the exact Griffith we're talking about. He's a Welsh industrialist philanthropist, and something else we're going to deep dive on. I'll leave that vague for now. But after amassing a significant fortune from a mining syndicate in the 1880s, Griffith donated 3,015 acres to the city of Los Angeles, which became Griffith Park. And he bequeathed the money to build the park's green theatrian. What is that?
Which one?
Theater. I'm sorry. And I'll blame that on a fucking typo.
That was a hard word.
I should have definitely fucking axed that, dude.
Theater's a hard word.
Oh, my God. He... again, the Griffith Observatory, the Griffith's legacy was marred by his notorious... Do we want to go there yet?
Not yet. He's notorious for something. We're going to come around to it.
All right, let's go back to his career in philanthropy again, dude. So, Griffith Jake Griffith was born in... Betws, Glamorganshire. Wales. Okay, so that's why
the United Kingdom.
On January 4th, 1850, he immigrated to the United States in 1865, settled in Ashland, Pennsylvania. In 1873, he moved to San Francisco, California, and became a manager of the Herald Publishing Company. So newspapers back then, obviously.
Oh, that's how you made your money back then.
In 1887, he married Mary Agnes Christina Mesmer. They were married from 1864 to 1948.
Yeah.
Okay. In 1878, G.J. Griffith became a mining correspondent for the Alta California, a San Francisco newspaper. As a reporter, he gained extensive knowledge of the mining industry on the Pacific Coast and in Nevada, which led to his employment by various mining syndicates. I love that. I know of another syndicate. Yeah. As a mining expert, Griffith acquired a fortune.
Oh, yeah.
Mining? I guess.
Oh, yeah. Oh, California.
Back in the day, yeah.
That's how you, I mean, yeah.
In 1882. Griffith moved to Los Angeles and purchased approximately 4,000 acres of the Rancho Los Feliz Mexican land grant. On December 16, 1896, Griffith and his wife Christina presented 3,015 acres of the Rancho Los Feliz to the city of Los Angeles for use as a public park.
Yeah, well, sweet guy, right? That's great. What you do, you know, give back to the community.
He's a nice fucking guy, definitely, for sure. Nice and guy. You've been there.
Yeah. Oh, it's a beautiful park.
If you've seen La La Land.
Yeah, a lot of the film La La Land. It's a beautiful, beautiful place.
Griffith called it a Christmas present. After accepting the donation, the city passed an ordinance to name the property Griffith Park in honor of the donor. Hence, how we got Griffith Park.
Yeah.
Okay. So far, so good, right?
Yeah.
It must be a place of rest and relaxation for the masses, a resort for the rank and file, for the plain people, Griffith told the Los Angeles City Council when he donated the land. I consider it my obligation to make Los Angeles a happy, cleaner, and finer city. I wish to pay my debt of duty in this way to the community in which I have prospered. Griffith later donated another 1,000 acres along the Los Angeles River.
Sounds like a great guy.
Okay, he sounds like a stand-up guy. Dude.
Yeah, and I have a little...
we're still going to go good about this guy.
Yeah, right? There's a little description of how...
I'm going to buy this guy a beer.
Maybe he still will after everything. I don't know. Anyways, so some people described him. Some were impressed by Griffith's man about town demeanor. Others were put off. One acquaintance described him as a midget egomaniac. Another as a roly-poly pompous little fella. Actually, so he's like 5'2".
He is 5'2".
Okay, he is 5'2", sure, yeah. Or was 5'2", yeah. Who had an exaggerated strut like a turkey gobbler.
So he just walked around like he was a shit.
Yeah, he walked around the shit and he was, well, that's what you did when you were rich.
Yeah, you know? Yes, and I guess that, different demeanor.
That's why he did the donation and all this stuff. He's like, I'm going to give back to the little people.
But
like,
good on him for doing that. That's a lot of
He didn't have money. To, but at the same time, that's maintenance. Fucking, it's a lot of on the mo.
Okay, true. Like, what the fuck is that? But okay. You came back around.
Oh, you walked there? I fucking walked. Like, I parked my car. If anybody's ever been there, you have to like go up to the...
Oh, resort. Yes.
And it's like all uphill. I'm like, fuck. If I was him and I was walking like a turkey, I'd be like, fuck that.
You know what? All right, true that. Okay, what anything else good about the homeboy?
He looks like the Wizard of Oz.
He does look like the Wizard
Before
of Oz.
I forget, there is a statue at Griffith Observatory. If you want to see what it looks like, go to Griffith Observatory. There's a statue, and it looks like the Wizard of Oz.
And if any of you guys have a computer in front of you, literally Google Griffith J. Griffith.
Yeah.
His first name, last name guy.
Yeah. And I got other things to say about that, but yeah.
Okay. What else you got?
That is all the good things I have about him.
He looks like the doctor from Sonic the Hedgehog. The bad
guy. Oh, that's the secret. He was actually from Sonic the Hedgehog. No,
okay. His nickname was the Colonel.
Yes.
Do you have a story on that?
Yes. Well, this is weird.
Is it good or bad?
Depends
good. On how you look at it.
No, here's the weird part. Okay, so
he never served in the military, I don't think.
Okay. Well, here's, let me explain to you. Griffith used the title of Colonel, but official military service records which support this rank have not been found. Evidence suggests the only military title he ever held was Major of a rifle practice for the California National Guard. So okay, technically, so he just gave Guard. Himself the nickname, the Colonel.
Okay, so kind of fucked up.
No, I mean, if somebody presents themselves as the Colonel and like fucking look like Wizard of Oz, I'm like...
Okay, you go into fucking get your fucking car fixed and they say, hey, chief. I mean, it's just
well, something culturally insensitive.
That's true. Giving it to you? Oh, yeah. Yeah. When another man gives it to you, it sounds odd. Yeah.
I don't like any man giving it to me. I really not.
Okay. Now, do you want to go into what he did that a lot of people don't know what he did?
Yeah, because I might have a good thing to say about the man.
We don't have. I still want to buy a dude a beer. Okay. So, apparently, this is exactly what happened. So, homeboy was apparently... You know what? Fuck it. Here we go. While vacation in Santa Monica on September 3rd, 1903, Griffith shot his wife in the presidential suite of the Arcadia Hotel. As she knelt on the floor before him, the shot did not kill her, but she was left disfigured and lost her right eye.
Yeah.
So straight up, point blank, just about. Griffith was charged with assault with a deadly weapon with intent to commit murder. I think he was just trying to get something out of her eye.
No, but I like how they call it attempted murder. I'm like, no, he's a bad shot. He's not an attempted murder. He's like a failed murder.
Okay. You know what? Nice way to put it. The prosecution was led by Henry T. Gage, former governor of California. Griffith was defended by attorney Earl Rogers, whose cross-examination of the veiled Miss Griffith revealed that her husband generally is thought to be a teetotaler.
Yeah.
Do you know what a teetotaler is?
Yeah, somebody who stays away from alcohol.
You know what?
They total the tea.
I had to deep dive that one, and yeah. I didn't know.
So he pretty much called himself a teetotaler in a way. He's like, oh, look at me. I don't drink and drink.
I'm straight edge.
Yeah, I'm straight edge, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But behind the scenes, his wife pretty much.
This is exactly what happened.
When you shoot your wife in the face, she really going to talk shit.
He was, in fact, a secret drunk who was subject to paranoid delusions.
Yeah.
Griffith was convicted of a lesser charge, assault with a deadly weapon.
Stupid.
Because you have money?
When you have one of the best lawyers in the country at that time.
Yeah. Okay, the judge sentenced him to 2 years in San Quentin State Prison, instructing that he be given, quote-unquote, medical aid for his condition of alcoholic insanity.
But that's the thing, because he had all that money. Instead of getting over 20 years, he only got 2 years because, the reporter said he was insane, he didn't know what he was doing. And then I think that said that was the first time they ever used alcoholism as a disease.
Which is kind of interesting, too.
Yeah, so this was actually, now they can say, like, alcoholism is a disease.
It's a disease.
This is one of the first times ever in court.
As I'm drinking a beer.
Yeah, that they're drinking a beer. That they used alcoholism as an excuse for an action or a crime that you committed.
Agreed. Now, fucked up the whole money thing, but it's
alcoholic. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Do we want to go into the bad? That's okay. So let's say this did happen. His attorney, his lawyer, and also his publicist. He had a publicist back then. So you know what? You kind of have a bad rap right now. Like,
yeah, his lawyer pretty much told him when he got out of prison after 2 years, he stated like, hey, man, you don't really need a lawyer now. You need a publicist.
Yeah, like.
Because he was mad that he's like, it's been 2 years. Why are people still hung up on this freaking what I did? Like, I've given them all this money. I've given this plane people. I've given them land. I've given all this stuff. And people are still sour on me? Like, come on, man. Yeah, so.
Give a man a break.
And you can still see the wife all like mangled because, like, for the rest of her life, she had to wear a veil. She was shot in the face.
Because she was disfigured straight up. Yeah, okay.
And the poor woman, I guess, when he got shot, she got shot. She actually ran and jumped out a window. And, like,
to save
her own life. So that's how scared she was that she jumped out a window.
Yeah. So she's like, fuck it. I'm shot already. I have nothing to fucking lose now.
And also she holds the record in LA County for fastest divorce.
Yes.
They said 5 minutes. She walked in, said, I want to divorce Jay Griffith. And out she and gave her boom, the stamp and you're out. So,
and it was like, 4 minutes, something like that. I had that time on there, but okay. No, okay, so many questions. He was a bad shot.
Yes.
Best publicist ever?
Yeah, yes.
I mean...
Well, because he was such a... Like, he was so... Like, didn't understand the whole fact of, like, how bad things he did. He was so into himself. He was like, I'm rich. I have all this money.
People don't like me anymore?
They don't like me anymore? So he assumed that everything can be bought with money. And, well, I guess technically he's going to... You know what? It ends up being true.
So. Okay, go for it. Let's deep dive that. Or unless you take us somewhere else.
Dude. No, go for it, man.
Okay. So, Griffith Observatory, Griffith Park.
Yeah.
Again, I've never been to.
It's a beautiful park. That's why when you brought up the story, I was like, wait.
Do we want to do this?
I'm like, no way. Because I was... You assume, like... Okay, because the whole idea behind this, too, was that over time, people forget things.
That's exactly
So it's crazy because this happened over 100 years ago.
Yeah.
And everyone assumes now, like, oh, this guy is a great philanthropist. He gave money or gave land, gave money so and land, land to yeah. LA County, and they have a beautiful park for the public to enjoy the beauty of, you know, the mountains or the, up there.
Yeah, everything, really, dude, because we got some, I mean, the observatory alone. Sites, you have just a beautiful
Greek
park,
theater.
Though. Yeah, the Greek. I've never been to the Greek theater.
And they said, thanks to the publicist, he, even though he shot his wife in the face, tried to murder her because he thought that she was conspiring with the Pope to try to kill him.
Exactly. He was tripping balls.
Calm. Yeah, so he was, and under the freaking alcohol, he was drunk. So, he was blaming all that stuff. So that's why all that happened. So his lawyer, his publicist pretty much helped them.
His PR guy.
Clean up his image. So
let's just give more money.
Yeah, just give more money. And even though LA County was like, oh, I don't want it. We don't want his money. Like some of the city council people, you're like, no, we can't accept his money. He tried to murder his wife. Mm-hmm. He goes, he's attempted murder. He didn't really murder her.
And that's the flip.
And they were saying no, but they held off. They're like, no, we can't really do anything.
Yeah, we don't want to be involved with him. We don't want to appear.
But once he passed away, he still left the land in his will and all that stuff. And he's like, oh, I'm going to
donate it.
I'm just going to leave it. Like, pretty much saying like, hey, I'm just going to leave the money right here.
You know what?
You know what? I'm going to walk away.
That's exactly
what you want to take it, cool. But hey, so after a while, city council's like, man, that's money.
That's a lot of money.
We're not going to walk away from money and land. So money talks. So the council listens. So eventually after he passed away, they're like, I think we've waited long enough so people start forgetting.
That's pretty much what it is, dude. Now, again, I've never been. I want to go so bad. What's your favorite spot out there? And have you been to the Greek again?
No. I've never been to the Greek. I've seen all the parking from the Greek. I've been to the Griffith Observatory because it's beautiful. They have telescopes out there so you can see all the planets and all that. It's very beautiful. That's the irony. Like, so many people get to enjoy the beauty, you know, all this beauty and tranquility. Even though it's a park named after an attempted murder.
Attempted, yeah. What's the best way to put it? I mean, he failed. So, I mean.
Yeah. And, like, call him egomaniac.
You know what? Kind of. Okay. Now, does it hinder you from going to the park at all?
No, but it reinforces my ideas that never trust anybody with the first and last name that are the same.
Griffith.
Because, okay, real quick, have you known anybody with... Because I went to school with a William Williams.
Okay, you go first, and I do have one. Go for it.
So I said William Williams. You go for it. I just did. William Williams.
I thought he would... Okay, was he shady?
Yeah, I don't trust any... No, I'm not saying white. I don't know. I don't know. Well, we were in elementary school, but it was...
This was also elementary school.
But I'm like, why would you name like your kid William Williams?
Okay, who would name their kid Mario and Luigi Mario? They're the Mario Brothers.
That is accurate.
But technically, trip out on this one too. Yeah. So there were twins, and this was elementary. So they were both in the same class. The girl's name was Dominique Santiago.
Yeah.
Last name was Santiago. The dude's name was Santiago.
Oh, I knew the trippy ones. I knew these fraternal twins. They were Eric and Erica.
That's better than.
What's like? Would you dress your if you had twins? Would you dress them the same?
No, I would want them to have their own personalities.
Exactly.
You don't want to do that at a young
Eric
age.
Or Erica, just fucking.
But annoying. Would you? Because you have kids.
Would I name them like? No. There's another reason. Like I wouldn't name my kid because I'm actually Flores. I wouldn't name my daughter Flor. Before Flores?
Okay, yeah.
Flower?
True that.
So I was always a joke, and then my wife was like, I'm like, no, that's Flor. I'm like, no. Because then it's always a joke like, it's Flor. No, not Flor.
Flor, yeah. Okay, when was the last time you guys were out there? Because I know you guys go out there a lot. You guys take vacations to go out there.
Vacation,
but days off. and you know what, honestly?
I think you can about there, maybe.
If I go... Which I really want to go is the only places I've been to, all the concert venues, so like the Palladium, yeah. You know, like fucking where you and I went for Rise Against, but even the Viper Room, shit like that.
Yeah.
All the classic places that people should go to for venues. And as a kid, I went to the Los Angeles Children's Museum, and I've been to the Holocaust Museum, the...
Museum of Tolerance,
which is a very depressing fucking place to go to.
You have to go. You have to go at least once. Once you're old enough to understand it, you should really go.
I would go now on the once a month free Tuesdays, so I don't support his cause. Like, does that sound bad?
Well, we've been. That's the funny thing. Like this guy, the thing he did. Like he is an attempted murder. I keep saying attempted murder. It just sounds stupid. After what he did. He belittled the people of Los Angeles, called them plain people.
Yeah, well.
He assumed he was better than everyone else because he had the money.
Yes.
And he had power.
Yes.
So he pretty much was everything the worst of humanity.
He was the fucking penguin.
Yes, he was.
He was Oswald Cobblepot, literally.
So he assumed, like, fuck, I'm the rich guy. I fucking do whatever I want. I can fucking kill somebody. I don't care because I don't fucking have the money. I killed her. And
dude, like, you accidentally try to kill your wife.
And
all of a sudden, people think I'm a dick. My bad.
I think at one point, too, they pointed out, like, he said that it was an accident. I'm like, yes, that's why your wife freaking ran out and jumped out of a window.
Yeah.
But also, like, I've known, too, like, if you go to the Griss Observatory, there's no mention. Like, they keep it everything clean, everything positive. And I like how his quote is pretty much, it says, for people to enjoy, was it to enjoy the peacefulness and the bliss, whatever.
Yeah.
Of this beautiful like land,
but
I don't think they mentioned the part where he calls people plain people.
No, not really. Now that hence our deep dive on this, like these are things we both know, and we're gonna end it with this, and then final thoughts on it.
All right.
So later life, G.J. Griffith was released from prison December 3rd, 1906, after serving nearly 2 years, and again cakewalk, right?
Well, yeah, he got from 20 to 2.
His conduct at the penitentiary was called exemplary. Because he had no alcohol? Griffith returned to Los Angeles and began lecturing on prison reform. In December 1912, Griffith offered a second, quote-unquote, Christmas present to Los Angeles in the form of a Greek theater and a Hall of Science to be built at his expense in Griffith Park. Mm-hmm. Again, the plate spinning behind it. The offer was accepted by the city council, but members of the park commission objected and instituted a court action to block the donation.
Yeah.
Hence the whole, what we went through. Or spoke about. Griffith left the offer in his will. He died of liver disease on July 6th, 1919.
Oh, liver disease.
I know, right? Does any of this make sense now, guys? Yeah, right. Like, hence our deep dive. The bulk of his $1.5 million estate was bequeathed to the city for the building of the Greek Theater in 1929. And the Griffith Observatory in 1935. Mm-hmm. He is interred at Hollywood Forever Cemetery in Los Angeles in the northwest corner of Section 7, also known as the Griffith Lawn. That's all we got for that.
But I like how it's like about 20 years. You notice that? It went about 20 years before.
Oh, no, definitely. Look at all
He died in 1919. But they're like 20 years, like, hey, it's been about 20 years, and that money and that land's still sitting there. Let's do something with it.
Dude, he shot his wife in 1903 and served 2 years in prison.
And I love, too, I didn't even catch that till you read it. I'm like, of course, Griffith returned to Los Angeles and began a lecture on prison reform after he had been locked up for 2 years. I think when you're locked up, you're like, oh, damn, this is very nice. Like, I really got to work on this.
So, now, the spinning plates, the juggling of plates. He was a miner. He became a fucking newspaper cat.
Yeah, so you made your money back then.
Okay, now, and then the crime, again, happened in 1903. So, again, just looking at the times and the dates on these.
Yeah.
The crime happened in 1903, mm-hmm. and even in 1850, like everything, by the time he was giving land to people, 1873 is when he moved there.
Yeah.
All the dates are just odd.
Yeah. But I just still love, like, how
he was kind of planting seeds without knowing.
But then you notice, too, like, the council people, it was the 20 million is because I think there was separation, too. Think about it this way. The terms and all that. So probably 20 years later, most of those council people were already gone.
Idiot. You know,
so it was a whole new crew. And the other one's like, no, we fucking were...
We were around. We know
he's... I don't want to... Also, because a lot of these want to be reelected. So during that time, they're like, oh, I can't fucking do this, take the money. I got to get fucking reelected. So about 20 years later, most of these people are either older or they're gone. So the new ones come in, take the council seat, and they're like, fuck, that's some money, man.
You want to deep dive that real quick?
What, fucking politicians, how shady they are?
I mean, technically, we could.
And like, fucking money cures everything? Sure, why not?
Well, money does, apparently. Like, some dude, okay, look, my bad, I accidentally shot my wife in the face.
Well, I always make the joke, like, if I won the lottery, I'm like, oh, I wish I won the lottery. Why? I'm saying I have some shut-up money. So if somebody says, I'm like, just shut up, and you're still like a pile of money.
That's pretty much called fuck-you money.
Yeah. Yeah, like, exactly. That's when we have dreams. Those are my dreams.
I love your dreams, by the way. Okay, so we know about this, and we finally got to talk about it. This is a cheesy... deep dive and rabbit
hole. We wanted to talk about this guy because this guy, that sounds terrible, one of my favorite guys ever.
I love this guy.
It's just this guy.
One guy does one bad thing and everyone just wants to focus on all the bad.
I wonder how many people go up, because I've seen the statue, and people go up to the Griffith Observatory and they see the statue and they're like, fuck, this is dope. They have a Wizard of Oz fucking statue up in the mountains.
It's the scientist from Sonic the Hedgehog.
And also one of my friends moved to Griffith Observatory. Moved to the Griffith area. They say they can walk up there. So I'm planning on going soon when I go visit them to go climb up there.
Doesn't sound bad. Again, does it detour you from going?
No. I think it's funny. I want to go more now, so people like run and be like, it's such a beautiful place. Yeah, it's named after
some dude that shot his attempted...
A guy with bad aim.
That's pretty much the best way to put it, dude. Yeah. Now, not that crazy of a deep dive. Like, we both knew how to attack it.
Yeah. And so, like I said, it's a fun, because there's two-sided, where, like, this guy gave so much, but then when you realize why he gave so much,
yeah,
it was more like he didn't care, he didn't feel bad for what he did to his wife, he didn't really care about the people, he just cared more about his image and himself.
That's exactly
because he grew up, I read about him, is he grew up poor in Wales, and when he finally got some money, he's like, fuck this, like, I'm going to be a baller.
Yeah.
So I'm going to use his money and do whatever the fuck I want. So he's like, I want to be like all the other ballers. So that's why he became a egomaniac and a fucking asshole, because he thought, I have the money. It's what's important. Oh, yeah, fuck you.
Now, do you... does this still go on?
Yes, it does still go on. I wish I could name a lot of people, but a lot of people still think, a lot of politicians. That's what sucks. What's the other one, though?
Agreed.
That kid who... was an accident, but they blamed it because he said he never had responsibilities.
Oh, idiot. That's
well, in Orange County. It's Orange County. I believe a couple of years ago, he was in an accident that ended up killing some of his friends as a teenager, and his parents ended up, or they got like a really good lawyer court because the parents had a lot of money. Mm. So this kid got out because they said he'd been raised. Oh, I wish I remember the word. He was raised with a lot of wealth. So he's never had to experience responsibility.
And that's the worst fucking thing
ever. He's like, so now all of a sudden he has to have responsibility? That's not fair. He never had that.
That would be our definition of book stupid and street stupid.
Yeah. And
which people, we didn't talk
and
about.
And it became a thing. And that's the thing is kids who from poor areas or don't have the money for lawyers, you try to use that, they'll laugh you out of court.
Oh, easily.
Because why can't you say that? Like, oh, at an adult, whatever, teaching about how to drink or responsibility, all this stuff. And then they're like, oh, well, you should know better. And I'm like, well, shit, because I don't have money, I should know better. If I have money, I shouldn't know better, which is stupid. So, yeah.
It's like people just want to focus on the bad things about you guys.
I know, poor Griffin J. Griffin. He's like, why do people keep holding on to this, man? It happened like years ago.
Dude, you shot your wife.
Dude, no. She's my ex-wife now. I dumped her. I left her ass.
And I didn't kill her.
She was such a negative vibe around me. She was bringing me down.
she was mellowing my buzz, man.
She's mellowing my buzz,
or harshing my buzz, I guess.
Yeah, forget it.
All right, that's all we got on Griffith J. Griffith.
But yeah, please look him up. Check the guy out. Look at pictures of him.
It wasn't a deep dive.
It was just a fun story of a guy with two first names.
And that
or two last
left
names.
A lot of great land. I mean...
Yeah, he's a great guy. He gave a lot.
I love how he keeps saying he's a great guy. Like, even I haven't said that. I've said he is misunderstood.
I was also trying to find this out. I know he has a kid. He had a son. But I was talking to myself, like, fuck, how do you go around with that fucking last name? Like, who's your dad? Oh, that guy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Who's your mom? Oh, that one. So.
No joke, dude. Okay.
Yeah, so now I have to go to that
All part. Right, guys, that's all we got for this week. It was not necessarily a deep dive for us, but kind of the city of Los Angeles. So deep dive in Los Angeles and why there's a certain amount of land that was dedicated there.
And it's also a famous park, so even if you're not from California,
you've heard of it.
It's a famous park.
Yeah.
Trust me, you look at the Griffith Observatory, you'll see it. It's like an image.
So many movies. Yeah,
and so many movies in La La Land.
Yeah, actually, there you go. Yeah. All right, man. If our listeners want to find us anywhere, where can they do that?
You can find us at Facebook, Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes, the podcast. You can find us on Instagram at Deep Dives and Rabbit Holes. You can find us on Twitter at RG Flores and Deep Dives R. You can also email us if you have any questions or just want to direct anything directly to us. Our email is deepdivesandrabbitholes@gmail.com.
Awesome. You guys can find me at For the Villain on Twitter anytime you guys need me. And you guys can find me at comic_syndicate on Instagram. I've been loving the feedback so far.
Oh, yeah. It's great. Enjoying it. And keep it coming.
All right, man. We're going to do a soft launch soon.
Yeah. Oh, and also, if you guys have any more stories with really weird turn of events, let me know, because I'm curious too.
Have you guys heard this story before? Have you guys never heard this story before?
Yeah.
It's a
famous park. Like I said, I'm surprised I never heard of it. And I grew up in Southern California.
You know what? I'm pretty sure if we deep dive, we can find more fucking stories like this anyways.
I'm on. It's on.
And even his lawyer, honestly. Kind of shady, dude. I almost became that dude.
Yeah, he was famous because he pulled that shit with the whole. Oh, I was fucking drunk.
Yeah,
I didn't know what the fuck I was doing.
But technically,
officer, you know.
I mean,
he came up with that one. He came with some shit.
Yeah. All right, and we're gonna have to deep dive him at some time. Yeah. All right, guys, thanks for listening. We do love it. We appreciate the feedback again. That's all we got. I got.
Yeah, guys, thanks for listening.
All right, we'll catch you guys when we catch you guys.
All right, later.